May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. From this morning's collect of the day, O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us. We are now approaching the end of the Easter season. As Pentecost approaches next Sunday, it is a time of waiting for the celebration of the birth of the church and the gift of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. As Jesus ascended to the kingdom of heaven, to be at the right hand of God, it was a time of active waiting for his promise of the Holy Spirit. The disciples now were waiting for a gift with which they were unfamiliar, uncertain, and for which they now actively waited. Active waiting. What does it mean to wait actively? How do we wait actively? In my office, there is a wonderful piece of art of an eagle flight because it reminds me of Isaiah 40:31, which proclaims, "But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." You spend a great deal of time waiting in your daily life. You wait for all kinds of things, from the very mundane, waiting online at Kroger, waiting for an email, waiting for a text message, waiting for a phone call, waiting for somebody to like what you've posted on Facebook, waiting for a game to begin. In Kentucky this spring, waiting for the sun to come out. It has for Mother's Day. A happy Mother's Day to all of you from the Son and the Son of God. There's much more serious waiting that we do as well. We wait for a baby to be born. Those of you that are mothers here, or if we have anyone with child expecting, those of you that are grandparents, sisters, aunts, uncles, siblings, know what that's like to wait those months for a baby to be born. We also, many of us, know what it's like to wait for lab tests to come back. It's a hard waiting. Sometimes we have to wait for hard financial news. Or maybe we're waiting for a change in vocation, a change in our direction in life. Maybe we're waiting for retirement, for a new chapter in life. How is it that you wait? A question to ask is, have you developed trust in your relationship with God? Have you developed trust in your relationship with God? Although it is never easy to wait, certainly not for me, the trust that you have in God empowers you to wait actively for God's will to be carried out in your life. And you wait actively in the knowledge that what God has in store for you is a seed that has already been planted deep within you and is beginning to grow toward fruition. It's this truth that allows you to wait patiently and in thanksgiving for what God is presently doing in your life. You live in the now. Not in the past, not in the future, in the now. For what God is doing at this moment in your life. This is the truth that Jesus was instilling in his disciples and praying for them in today's gospel as he prepared to physically leave them. He prays, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. So that if you believe in your thinking, if you believe in your discernment that God is calling you, say, to a new vocation, you can live today, this very day, in prayerful thanksgiving for that which has already begun. Lord God, I thank you for this new call that is beginning to form in my life. I pray that I may be both attentive and faithful to your voice as I wait. If you believe that God is healing you from that which you suffer, live that way this very day, in prayerful thanksgiving for the healing that is already taking place in your life, in your very being. Jesus, I thank you for the healing that is taking place in my life. Help me to be patient as I wait through this time of anxiety and pain. And if you believe and you are hoping that there is some new relationship out there for you, know that it is, and that God has already planted the seed of that relationship within you so that you could pray today, Jesus, I thank you for that person that you are sending to me that I have not yet met that will enrich my life. Priest and theologian Henry Nouwen called it living patiently with the not yet. Living patiently with the not yet. He writes, try to keep your small, fearful self close to you. This is going to be a struggle, he writes, because you have to live for a while with the not yet. Be patient. Now, this is important. He writes, when you feel lonely, stay with your loneliness for a bit. Gradually, you will become one, and you will find that Jesus is living in your heart, offering you all that you need. It's what Jesus prays in today's gospel, I in them and you in me, that they may be completely one. When I was a young priest, I didn't understand this gospel. And every time that I had to preach on it, I struggled with it. I think I finally now get it. I in them and you and me, that they may be completely one. Trust God enough to wait with patience, hope, and the belief that Christ has already begun within you or within your family that for which you wait. This was not an easy waiting for the disciples. And the same is true for us. However, it is a faithful one that leads to God's plan for you. And as you strive to live into this challenge of actively waiting, you will be faced with a number of challenges. There will be some event, some stimulus, that is the challenge. And then there'll be a space. And then your response. The space is the place where you are able to have that freedom to choose to release the old pattern of anxious waiting and respond in a new way. A way that acknowledges your trust and belief that God is at work in your life. And Christ's answer and gift will come to you. Finally, living into change requires sometimes that you take a deep breath. If you've ever practiced yoga, or you practice yoga, you know what that deep belly breath is. When they ask you, the yoga instructor asks you to breathe very, push everything out that's within you, and then breathe deep from within your gut, from what we call your core. Take that deep breath before you respond to the challenge before you. And in that deep breath, take in the Holy Spirit. The Hebrew word, it's a great one, it's ruach. Ruach. It's the breath of God. Take in the breath of God and release the old pattern of behavior and embrace the new. I leave you with secular words from Robert Frost, one of my favorite poets, that I believe apply here. You'll recognize them, many of you. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. Amen.